And my brother-in-law went out and got a tree. You know, that's a place, Christmas tree. Uh-huh. And he got one too big. Uh-huh. And, but anyway, we decorated that tree and we placed her toys and things under there. Didn't have but her one then. And then we had gifts for other people and gifts for the family mm-hmm. under there.
They got up Christmas morning, right?
Oh, they get up Christmas morning just happy they could be. One, we always place it, you know, put their names where. Mm-hmm. And they get up, sometimes they get up at about 5 o'clock in the morning looking for Santa, see what Santa Claus brought them. And they had a jolly time. One year my mother had told my husband and I that they was going to get my son a goat. Mm-hmm. So she came over there that morning about 4 o'clock in the morning. And we all was in bed, the children all sleeping and everything. And she came to the back door and knocked, and we knew who she was. And we opened the door, and she turned that little goat, little baby goat, you know, and she turned them loose in there, and those children liked to have a fit. And this goat, little goat would run all over the house. He just running all around, you know, and jump up on the bed, and he just did everything. Mm-hmm. And the children would dodge, they were afraid of him, you know. But my son raised him, and we bought him a little wagon, express wagon you call it, and harnesses, and he would hitch that goat up and drive him to town anywhere, go anywhere he wanted to in that little wagon, mm-hmm. his harnesses, just like you're driving a horse. And he really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. We all would enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Then he had a calf that he raised. And he was about, 10, 11 years old when he raised his calf. Mm-hmm. And he had that calf trained so that every time they had a ball game, he always decorate this calf in colors, mm-hmm. orange and blue, and he would tie a tin can and put a rock or something in there and tie it onto this cow's tail. Mm-hmm. And when he walked, you know, it would rain, you know, dangling, you know, like uh-huh. that. And they had more fun over that at every game, and mm-hmm. everybody thought it was so cute. And he would stand up on this, he was a big fat, you know, calf, mm-hmm. and he stand on him and he just do everywhere, ride, and just, it would be the fun of the game. Mm-hmm. Everybody would take on over that calf. Mm-hmm. And then when the game was over, he'd take this calf and drive all around, circle all around. The boys would be following him and they'd be beating cans and things, you know, and they just had plenty of fun. Drums and different things after the game was over. Mm-hmm. They had lots of fun. And that calf was pretty, just, He admired that calf and thought as much of it as if it was his brother or something. Mm-hmm.
During the time when the war was going on, I guess it was Depression time.
Well, Depression can't come on after the war. Mm-hmm. It was pretty tough then, but we managed to stay in business though all the way through. We still had our stove.
A lot of people had a hard time.
Yeah. Yes, lots of people lost their homes, and some had stock. Some lost everything. A lot of people was in business, and they had to go out, had to close. Mm-hmm. But we were lucky.
But how about money?
Well, in those days, Depression, money was it was scarce. And we barely stayed. Everybody, white and color, just barely, you know, stayed in business. Mm-hmm. Well, you'd make enough to live on and carry the store on, all right. Mm-hmm. We haven't made that at all, much as